is $100,000 a night Airbnb.
And this is a $1 a night Airbnb. Okay, well, it's actually $65 a night with all the taxes and fees, but it's the cheapest and smallest one I could find.
This Airbnb has some crazy perks.
They pick us up in a super fancy limo. It's got tons of space and stars on the ceiling.
And they filled us up with some bubbly and already finished mugs.
Well, there's no special limo service or anything to get you here, but there is a walking stick I found on the ground and a nice gravel trail to walk to.
Ooh, and definitely watch out for the dogs.
We're pulling up right now. This mansion is huge.
After a scenic walk with some friendly wildlife, we made it to the tiny Airbnb. This place is so small. It's not even like a one bedroom, but let's go in and check it out. Okay, look at this. This is surprisingly nice. Smells like essential oils. I couldn't bring much because the place is so tiny, but I got my book bag of clothes. I guess we'll sit down on the kitchen table. We got a huge bed. It's probably about a queen.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, we get a butler?
Welcome to your luxury estate.
What? This is sick, dude.
All right, so we only have 24 hours to make the most of this $100,000 stay. Let's get going.
All right, let's go.
Oh, wait, wait, we're paying 100 grand? Where's the butler? Hey.
Where is he?
Come in, sir. Welcome.
My goal for the next 24 hours is to put everything to the test that this $1 a night Airbnb has to offer. And I'm gonna see if I can have more fun than the guys with the $100,000 a night Airbnb. Then we can answer the age-old question, does money buy happiness?
Here you'll find monster trucks, jet skis, Lamborghinis, and anything your hearts could desire.
So where do we put... Where'd he go?
I don't know, who cares? Let's go have some fun!
It looks like we have most of everything you would need for a kitchen. I think that's a stovetop and a sink. Moving along and over here, squeezing through the kitchen area. We have a door, the first door of the entire house. Okay, it has a bathroom, which is great because I need to use it pretty soon after that drive to get out here. Oh my gosh, we have the tiniest sink I have ever seen in my life. And it works. That's great.
So this Airbnb rental also comes with a Lamborghini and a Cybertruck.
Yo, I'm taking the Lambo.
I've never gotten to drive a Lamborghini. Okay, Cybertruck's still cool.
Yo, let's start this Lambo up. Oh,
that sounds so good.
Woo, let's go take this thing for a ride.
All right, this Cybertruck is sick. And you use this screen to put it in drive. I feel like I'm driving in the future. Yeah, let's go.
It looks like there's a lot more features of this tiny house, including what's upstairs. But before it gets dark, I gotta show you guys what is outside of this place. So not only you get the tiny little house, it looks like there's a bunch of amenities and different things you can do in the backyard. So let's go check this out. A wood-burning hot tub, a cold plunge, woo! And included in the rental, we even get wood. There's even a fire pit with two chairs. So I'm actually really starting to love this $1 Airbnb. And I'm starting to think that it's not money that buys happiness, it's the experience made along the way. But we'll find out. We gotta test everything, see if it works, and see how much fun we have.
I've only been here for 5 minutes, and I'm already driving a car that's worth more than my life. How is that possible?
Yo, I could film a music video in this Lambo like a rapper and pay it back tonight for this Airbnb.
What do you mean, bro? We'll leave it for the butler. Let's go. Come on, Ryan, we're burning daylight. Let's hit the jet ski.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that thing. We got to go check this out. I think this might be a sauna, a circular one. I've only seen these like on Instagram. This is like a portal into relaxation. I can't wait to get into here. And I hope it heats up, but we'll have to turn it on and try it out.
We literally have driven in the Tesla Cybertrucks, Lamborghinis, and now, Ryan, over there! I see jet skis, take a right! Come on, dude, hurry up, we gotta go hit the skis! We're running out of daylight!
This thing is so tiny, I'm almost as wide as it. My wingspan is 6 foot, and I'm almost end to end, so this thing's probably only like 7 feet wide. This entire house is built on a trailer, which means it is limited in size of how big it could be because it can actually drive down the road behind a truck.
Chill! Ryan, chill! That is so fast! Oh my God!
This Airbnb is located quite a bit more north than the mansion, so it's gonna get dark earlier and it's actually a lot colder, which is why I think it's perfect. We have all of these amenities here in the backyard. I just got to figure out how to get them all up and running so I can get the most value out of here, so I can give this place the highest star rating to see if $1 is better than $100,000.
194?
And if this thing can get to 194 degrees, I'm going to be cooked like a hard-boiled egg. It's freezing, so I can't wait.
Yo, Ryan, look, it's two turbo jet skis. These are like 20 grand each. Okay, wait, hips on this one.
There's no way Carter has jet skis at his Airbnb.
Yo, Ryan, let's go, right? Hey, come on, dude.
Go.
I do have to hurry because I only have a one night stay here, but that means I do have to try out the cold plunge, which is gonna be freezing. But since it's here, I have to try all the amenities. This one I'm looking forward to, but I gotta figure out how to get it going, and it's wood burning. Okay, so we got some paper bags. We can probably shred these and stick them in the bottom first. I like the idea of recycling paper bags, super low on cost. Yeah, they literally only gave me a single bag. So yeah, definitely passing the savings on. But I do have a fair amount of little kindling. Just kind of doing that. Logs are old and dried enough. I have a feeling that the guys are having a totally different experience than me.
Yo, Bailey!
Yeah.
Time to race!
Yeah, you wanna race?
Yeah, okay.
All right, follow me, let's go! This is crazy!
Because this is a privately owned lake, there are literally no rules. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, Bailey! Yeah, look at him go! Look at him go!
Woo! We do have some neighbors, so I guess I don't want to go naked in the hot tub. But I won't be going in if this doesn't start anyways.
Oh my God! Look at him! Look at him go! Yeah!
I don't know what happened, but this is starting to roar. We might be in luck with a hot tub tonight. Beat that, Ryan and Bailey.
I cannot believe that this Airbnb has got jet skis.
Dude, turn the jet ski off. That thing's worth more than your house. Come on.
Fire one's cooking. Time to start the next fire. Oh, here goes nothing. $100,000 a night mansion might have everything set up in white glove experience. But there is something satisfying about coming out here, lighting your own fires, and just living off the grid.
Okay, so I saw the pictures of this monster truck in the listing. I don't think we should drive it though.
Dude, Carter spent 100 grand on this. Of course we could drive it.
Wait, but I don't know how to drive a monster truck.
Dude, it doesn't matter. We're gonna learn today. I don't know how to do it either.
Okay. All right. I don't know how to get in here.
You open the door?
Thanks for the help, man.
Dude, yo, Ryan, hop in. Come on.
I'm trying these golden shoes on.
Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
I'm trying.
Give me your hand.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is sick. That's pretty hard to get in.
Oh, this thing is so sick.
I really want to get my $1 worth, so I'm fighting to get this fireplace up and running. Yes, I got this little fire started, and it only took, well, until dark. There's no way Bailey and Ryan are having nearly as much fun as this.
There's no way Carter's Airbnb has something like this.
Okay, yo, Bailey, do me a favor. We gotta go to the mansion. Go up here. Go left.
Up that?
Yeah, go up that way. I have an idea.
Whoa, careful. Bailey!
Stop. Oh my gosh. Okay.
That was
terrifying.
Well, the fires were a challenge. Let's see if this thing's heating up.
Oh, yes. This thing is smoking hot.
It's hard to see, but that says over 190. It's so hot, the camera's fogging instantly. I'm not ready to sit in this yet. I got a change or I'm gonna sweat my clothes out. I can't believe it's almost 200 degrees in there.
Man, I'm getting out of here. Let's go find some snacks.
How do I get down?
Jump.
Two. All right. Yeah. Never getting in there again.
The fires are heating up. The sauna's already smoking hot. Oh, and all these lights on the Airbnb have just lit up. This looks so pretty. It's so amazing. And I feel like you can really enjoy this place at night, maybe even more during the day. We have so much more to see inside here, which we haven't even really looked at yet. I am pretty hungry. I'm curious to see if there's anything to eat. Oh! We got some old ice cubes. Maybe there's something in the fridge. Well, I guess for $1 a night, they do not provide any food options, but we do have what I think is a kitchen. All right, we got water. We have not one, but two knives, and I believe this is a stove.
All right, start
starving. Where's the fridge? It's raided or something.
Good evening, sirs.
Hey.
Are you hungry? We can make you anything.
Do you mean like literally anything? Or
anything. Shark fin soup, squirrel eggs, a Croatian delicacy.
Let's just get some McDonald's. You have McDonald's?
No, don't. That's all right.
It's a five-star. Why are you doing?
Your dinner is served.
Could have had steak and you picked McDonald's.
Yeah, look how quick it got here.
Let's dig in.
Just when I thought $1 Airbnb wouldn't give you food, I was wrong. I found some chocolate, rosemary caramel. I don't know if it's gonna be good, but let's try it out. And what better place to eat my chocolate than the kitchen table? It's not huge, but it is big enough to enjoy this. If this chocolate bar is any good, this will be worth more than a dollar. It's got like a gooey inside and the rosemary. Not my favorite, but it's still probably worth a dollar to somebody.
All right, honestly, nothing beats McDonald's on a Saturday night. Do you have ketchup, though?
Yes, sir. Please, reach into my shirt.
I want to do that.
Please, sir, I beg you.
Do I have to? Oh, no.
Why are you ketchup?
Oh, Judy, I'll let you go. Pass it over.
Hurry up.
I'm sure Carter doesn't have butler service.
Definitely no butler service and limited food options, but luckily I found this Jiffy Pop in my car. Let's try to power this stove up.
I've never seen a stove so tiny before. And let's see, is that the on button?
Oh my gosh, I can hear it popping. This actually might work, which is awesome. This is all I had. Okay, I think we are set and we have at least some popcorn. Smells like some of it might have burnt, but time for a movie night.
This house has some of the most luxurious showers. Hey,
whoa, what are you doing?
What's up, bro?
Yo, why are you in here? Ah, Ryan!
What?
That's disgusting!
What, the two-seater?
Where are your clothes?
What do you mean?
Bro, get out!
As promised, we gotta go up the ladder and see what is up here. Whoa, this is awesome. It's an entire loft bedroom up here. Honestly, I might sleep here tonight. This is so cool. And you get an entire bird's eye view of the tiny house. And from up here, it doesn't look so tiny because these ceilings are surprisingly tall. Having this loft space up here gives this entire experience an extra star. Not only can a couple people sleep in the downstairs bed, but you can have another friend or guests up here, which makes it super cool.
Yeah, Ryan, turn it off. Let's get out of here.
Oh, careful.
Oh, would you like me to dry you off?
No, we can dry ourselves off.
But you're dripping wet. Nobody's ever denied my towel service. I warm them myself.
Yeah, having a butler is kind of too much, Ryan.
Can I have a towel too?
We got this thing cooking for a couple of hours, so we might be up to temp. Oh, it's steaming. So we're gonna start testing all the amenities, and I can't wait. But I'm not excited about this one because I don't know if I can do that one, but we have to try it all. I'm gonna at least just try to dip my feet in. Okay, put one. So maybe I'll do this first and then I'll do the cold plunge after. I wonder what this is. Oh. Is this a shower head? That is so funny. You do that and you can shower yourself. I have never seen that. One more try for the cold plunge. Let's just see how it goes. I'm a little warmed up with that, so maybe if I move quick, we'll be good. 3, 2, 1. I'm in the cold plunge. It's freezing. I can't believe I did it. You gotta make sure you subscribe right now because this is actually freezing. Hit subscribe so I can get out of here in 3, 2, 1. Did you guys subscribe yet? What are you waiting for? Please subscribe. Okay. Back in the hut, here we go. I wonder if Bailey and Ryan are as freezing as I am.
Butler, I'll take that towel service now.
Last but not least, we gotta try the sauna. I need it right now because I am frozen. Ooh, okay. Oh, this feels great.
No mansion is complete without its very own movie theater. Check it out.
Ryan, hurry up! Speed's live!
I don't even know who that is.
Dude, how do you not know who iShow Speed is?
Who is he?
He's the biggest streamer in the world. What do you mean?
Why does he look so angry?
He's 33 million subscribers!
This sauna is really cranking. It is so Take your breath away hot in here. And we can make it hotter because we got this little bucket. And you're supposed to get this little spoon and drip it on the hot coals. Ooh, talk about heating it up in here. Even though it's freezing in that cold tub, I'm gonna be boiled. Okay guys, so here's one thing is a downside to this Airbnb is that's the owner right there. And they live in the house back there. So we're kind of like in the front yard, so it gives privacy, but it also, at times you get reminded that people can see you. So privacy is a bit limited, so that might take off a half to a full star in my final review.
Yo, Bailey, what are we doing? We're watching YouTube. We can do this anywhere.
Come on. Where are we going?
Let's go to something else. We can watch YouTube anywhere. Come on. There's so much house to explore. Come on.
All right.
Give me a better idea then.
Whew, it is getting really hot in here. I'm starting to sweat. But luckily, they give you these, like, head socks. And I'm pretty sure you're supposed to put these on your head to kind of keep your head from burning because the hot air is so hot up here. So I'm going to see if I can stay in even longer now.
All right, so we thought we just had to come out here at night to admire the house, because I mean, if you look at it, this house is beautiful. It's completely made of glass. You can see all the way through to the front. Look at the sunset over the lake reflecting on the water.
This place is amazing.
Yeah, Ryan, you know this place has a pool too,
right?
We haven't
seen a pool yet.
Go check it out. You know, it's lit up. Like crazy LEDs and everything. You can literally see the colors from here.
This sauna is literally reading 200 degrees Fahrenheit, which is almost boiling. It's so hot. Everything in here is like about to burn me. And even when I try to wipe my hair back, the sweat is literally burning my hand. I literally think you could cook meat in here if you just left it in long enough. I don't know how much longer I should stay because I don't want to be cooked and boiled, so I should probably get out pretty soon.
Ooh, smoking hot. Oh, the cold air actually feels amazing. Time to get into the house and relax.
Oh, dude, look at the pool. Bright LED blue.
Yeah, Ryan, odds you jump in right now.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, yeah, at least you gotta put your dog in.
Surprisingly, this tiny home has a huge shower. I mean, just look at this. I can't believe it's gotta be one of the biggest features that it has entirely. This is so cool. It's definitely a 5-star rating for the shower.
All right, my guess is this pool feels amazing right now.
I mean, you did lose the challenge, so put them in. How's it feel?
Oh,
is that, how is it warm?
No, it's freezing.
Ooh. Dude, that's so cold. I'm never going in there. No. All right, whatever. Let's go over here.
Now it's time to really put this place to the test. We gotta lay down in bed. They give you sleep masks. That is so cool. Let's try one of these bad boys. Not a gourmet dinner or anything, but these mints are great. Better than the chocolate. No movie theater in here either, but I do have a TV.
This pool is absolutely huge, and I'm pretty sure Carter doesn't even have a pool, so I think we win.
The Wi-Fi is working. I got the TV running. Try to enjoy the popcorn, see how it turned out. It smells pretty good. Oh yeah. I wonder how Ryan and Bailey's night's going. Because mine, nice and relaxed.
We've been here all day. We haven't even touched half the things that we could see.
Easily worth $100,000.
Oh, I stayed up so late. I am so tired. It is time to get to bed. I'm also excited to try out the free eye mask. See you guys in the morning.
I sound like a baby.
Oh, so good. What should we do today? Woo. Oh, Mr. Butler, can you get us a helicopter so we can skydive in the backyard and build us a giant water park so we can just, you know, splash around all day?
Yeah. Of course. Yes, of course.
And your time is up.
Get out. Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
Put some clothes on.
Good morning. I actually slept incredibly well, but checkout is soon, so I gotta get out of here. For $1 a night in this tiny Airbnb, I had an incredible time. I would give my overall rating 4.5 stars. The guys had fives, so I guess $99,999 more dollars can buy you a half more star of fun.